Welcome to the Poetry Pulpit with your host, K.D. Mashile, proudly brought to you by Perfect Love Publications.
Brothers and sisters, welcome back to the Poetry Pulpit. I'm so excited. Tell everybody that we're back. I hope you all are well. I hope you are well as you listen to this. It is a new year. It's a new season. It's the season of love. And all my keys are all over the place because I'm so excited. I am so excited and I am busy screaming for my life. But I'm so, so, so grateful that you took the time to come and hang out with us on the Poetry Pulpit's relaunch. So we're trying to do things different. I mean, it's a new year and whatever. So we're trying to do a little something new up in here. I'm so, so excited. I really cannot front. So for this relaunch, we thought to treat you to a double episode with two poems. Yes, two poems from Liz. I am not going to talk too much until she speaks because she's going to say all that needs to be said. And then I'm going to tell you a little bit of what is happening in the Poetry Pulpit world and why it is that we are relaunching. I'm super excited for what this year holds. I hope that you are doing well. I hope your loved ones are well. If you are grieving, we are empathetic towards that and we send you our sincerest condolences. If you are in love, we're happy for you. And if you are searching, we hope love will locate you. And if you are happily single, yes. If it's complicated, this episode is for you. But this episode's for everybody. So I hope that you enjoy. The following pieces are titled The Cycle and So-Called Love. And both of them are by Liz. Enjoy.
8th of December, when our story began. Presented and shaped like any other cliche teenage love story. The approach was as identical to many of my previous so-called suitors. It was as if this pattern of on-purpose relationships was like a glue, a magnet, a negative to my positive, a punishment by the universal laws of attractions waiting to take a swing at me again. I mean, I have seen this scene before, played too many times, and each time featured me to be part of the cast just to cast me out, and my heart tormented and torn to million pieces over and over and over again. But not this time. This time, I wasn't gonna allow myself to be drawn to what seemed to be a pack of lies, the beginning of a stack of broken promises, just so I could play this role of a star in my own cycle of deja vu, never. So when you pursued me, my heart blocked out any affections that were presented from within your presence, and my soul had already built walls to guard and protect any feelings that wanted to fall, especially when you assured me you would catch them. I knew you were lying, so immediately I crawled into a small cage that would secure what little my heart still had left installed. See, I would go on and on about how I resisted and you persisted in your pursuit to take charge of my world and break my walls. Yes, the expected, the anticipated happened. The cycle recycled again, and yet I am here again. So close, but yet so far. I cast the spell to break any memory that you ever existed in my sphere. Concorded precautions, just in case you came back, although a part of me wishes that you would come back. Come back to me, my love, even just for a split second, just to reminisce about the good old days or to sit in absolute silence and take in each other's energies. At night, I find myself crying, longing for your voice, your text, even if it's a blank text, just to let me know that she's thinking about me, even if you think nothing of me. The desperate cries of a hopeful romantic, the tales of a young girl fighting for love, fighting love, blocking love, cursing love. Love, I hate you so much. But then again, I don't. The confusion begins and ends with you. The denial taking me through the dynamic stages of this mental state. Oh, so help me, dear Lord, exit this madness. But then again, they say that you are love. Maybe I should redirect this whole thing to you. Shift the blame, the pain, because there was no gain for me up in this game. Fine, I know you're still God, so I'll tone down the diva in me, but just a bit. See, I don't know where this journey will take me, or where it will end, or even begin if it has begun. But I do know that I love you, God, my true love, my eternal, my forever. And forgive me for lashing out each time I fall for the traps of the so-called love. I will make sure this is my last romantical breakdown and my rise to proclaim my love to you, and that anyone whosoever wishes to unlock my heart will go through you first, because the keys are now in your possession. See, I would talk a million, billion, trillion, zillion years to explain the core of you, love. But for now, I'd rather be silent and let true love speak for itself.
No, but honestly, I literally thought I had the most confrontational... Ooh, is that even the right English word? I actually thought I had the most confrontational... There we go. Relationship with God. I'm even losing my train of thought, still trying to be the master of pronunciation. No, but seriously, I used to think that my relationship with God is like the most confrontational relationship there can ever be. Until I heard Liz, and I was like, you know what, sis? I am not alone. I'm not alone. Okay, let's stop the singing thing. You guys, I am so excited, and you may have heard if you follow us on social media, but I'm going to assume that you don't and ask you to please follow at Perfect Love Books on Instagram and Facebook. So we recently launched the Poetry Pulpit as its own standalone NPC. I am so, so, so proud and so excited about that, because what it is it's giving us opportunity and opportunity to create opportunities for young artists and poets. So of course we have this platform. If you know any poets, any spoken word artists, any singers, any rappers whom you would like for us to feature, or whom you think would be interested in being featured, don't hesitate to send them through to @perfectlovebooks on Instagram. They can DM us or they can WhatsApp me personally, KD. I'm going to put my WhatsApp line on the description. So they can just hit us up and be like, yo, I want to be featured. Share your poem, share its title. And please let us know if there are any copyright infringements or risk thereof, or with us republishing your poem, so that we can cite it as appropriate. But yeah, so we have this platform. We're going to be posting once a week, hopefully. You know, we don't want to make promises we cannot keep. It's too early in the year for that. But we're going to try and post an episode once a week, perhaps on a Monday or a Tuesday. And we are also looking into doing a writing book camp. So this is going to be a 3-month program where we work with poets, seasoned poets, who would then be mentoring younger aspiring poets. Over a period of 3 months, there will be assignments given, which the mentor will assist the mentee with. And at the end of the day, we just want to see young poets being competent, seasoned poets. So if you're also interested in being a mentor or being a mentee in that program, do hit us up again at Perfect Love Books on Instagram or Facebook, or you can just pop me a WhatsApp. It's preferable that you use the Instagram and Facebook channels for this one, because we are still in the planning processes and we would not want to lose your information. And the other thing that we'll be doing, yes, I'm super excited for this one, we have a poetry journal that will be a quarter quarterly project. So the aim was to release it on the 1st of Feb, but I released my first single and Perfect Love has been now registered as a record label. So we released it under Perfect Love as a record label, and the hype around it has just been so much and the support has been so great. The single is called Ufanelwe, link in the description. And yeah, I'm just so excited about the reception, and we thought, why dilute this attention that we have when we could actually leverage it and use it later for the release of the journal. So the journal will be released on a yet to be determined date, or still in February. Basically what it is it's a quarterly online poetry publication that has various mediums, so you can listen, you can watch, and you can read on the journal. So I'm super excited about it. I am really not fronting. So yeah, be on the lookout for that. Again, if you're not following us, do the right things and do share this podcast with any and every poet that you know. Of course, most of the episodes will not be this talky. They will just be poetry. So don't fret and be like, whoa, these are long episodes. But yeah, so we want to give you bite sizes of poetry, and we invite you to listen to our first season of poems that we have shared on our platform. Wherever you're listening to this on, there are other episodes, so please do stream them, please do share them. And we're also trying to diversify in terms of language. So if you know a poet who recites in their native tongue, we are here for that. So please do direct us in their direction or share the podcast with them. We would love to feature them. Thank you for listening, and thank you for hanging out with us again after such a long time. We appreciate you, and we wish you a very beautiful Black History Month and Love Month. I hope that you will find the love that you deserve. And if you have found it, I hope that it will last you a lifetime. Bye. The Poetry Project, proudly brought to you by Perfect Love Publications.